East Coast Breakfast.
South Africa's highest court has ruled that husbands can now take the surname of their wives. It's a law that barred you. By the way, I didn't even know that it was illegal to do this up until recently. It was illegal. Now it's legal, and now we're talking about it. So the Constitutional Court has ruled that the law, it was a colonial import and what amounted to gender-based discrimination.
Wow. It's interesting. I personally would like to take on my husband's surname if I got married.
Yeah.
And I find it really off-putting.
Yeah.
If a man would want to take my surname, because then it's indicative and it's symbolic of the relationship. So like, it depends on what you want in a relationship. If you would like to be submissive, or if you would like to not be, and if you'd like, who's leading in the relationship? That's what I feel like it's like for me. So I'd rather have my husband's surname and him not want my surname. I think that's a great question when you meet someone and then you're dating and you ask them. So if we get married,
is this going to be the question?
Like, no, it's going to be one of the questions.
No, guys,
I think it's going to be one of the questions, because if you say yes, then I'm like, next.
You're just going to go like,
yeah, because no.
What if you,
I would like to be led.
What if you met like David Beckham and he's like, you know, I want to get rid of the name David Beckham, but I don't want to be Beckham anymore. It's got so many negative connotations. Can I be already?
No.
Would you take, would you
no,
let him?
No.
Even if it was David Beckham?
Yeah, no.
What?
It's so terrible.
That's my answer.
David Reddy.
It just doesn't sound
David
right.
Reddy. David Reddy could win.
Yeah, running down the wing. No.
No.
No,
not
David,
you
do a great David Beckham, by the way.
I mean, culture, please don't ask the rude people this. Don't. Because then the questions, yes, like the audio we played earlier of what happened at the Reed Dons earlier in Comrades Tea Ferry, when Amabutu was saying, who's going to lobola who now? We lobola. And then you come, in Zulu we say, ushatele kwa shabalala. The wife is married to the shabalalas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the husband is going to be married to the reddies.
Yeah, no, it's not right. Because it becomes part of the home.
And Darren, I know you're going to say, but we're in a progressive. No, you can leave, take a progressiveness.
Guys, what if, imagine this. Yeah. Imagine you're a man, right? And you come from an infamously bad family name. It's like, maybe your name's Dahmer.
I was going to say,
imagine
like
you
Jeffrey
were Dahmer. Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't you, or maybe Hitler. Say your surname was Hitler.
Let's bring it home, Besta.
And you decide that here's an opportunity for you to clear the family name, and you decide, I'm going to go ready.
The only way I would even consider this is if I'm getting married to Cyril Ramaphosa's daughter. Then I can happily be.
There is a scenario where you will take the name.
But then imagine Sia Smith instead of Sia Kolisi.
Yeah.
Now he's married to Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, that's
no, bro. But
okay. So Darren, are you down for Darren Kelly?
I love it. I love Darren Kelly.
But do you think it would change the dynamic in your relationship?
I don't. No, not at all.
Okay, Sky, you out.
Completely out.
I'm also
for me,
out.
It's just travel. It's like it's literally only filling out forms. My surname is like filling out forms. It's nothing more than that. So it's like, I don't know.
And that's, also, they always get your surname wrong. It's a cuck surname, bro. Like,
it's
how
a
do
cuck surname.
Is it Maul? M-A-L-L? Is it Maul? Rugby Maul?
Checking into a hotel, I'm like, I'm Maule, and they're like, sorry, sir. We frown on not using other people's names. No, that's my name. It's Maule. Because they look for Moore. They look for shopping mall. They look
and I'm you're like, Maule, because you'd say M-A-L-L.
Exactly. And if I, you know, and then the French are like, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I would change it in a heartbeat, just because it's easier.
Well, it's a no from me and no from Carmen.
Yeah. No. Hard no.
Hard no.
Okay, how about this? Hang on, you said that's not a hard no. You said if it was a Ramaphosa.
No, but that I will not be in a situation because I have a pizza, sir, and I'm not becoming Sky Pizza, sir.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't sound
right.
Hey,
so to speak,
under any circumstances.
No.
Okay, well, you can now. You legally can. So can we ask the question?
Yes.
Men. Would you ever take the wife's surname? Under what circumstances would you? How would you feel about that? And woman, if your husband wanted to take your surname, how would you feel about that? I want to know specifically how men feel about taking on your wife's surname. And men, how would you feel about taking... Oh, sorry, woman, how would you feel about him taking your surname? Carmen is an absolute no. Do we have a yes out there? I want to hear from you. 061-792-9495.
Morning, guys. This thing of taking your wife's surname is nothing other than allowing our foreign brothers to come and marry our sisters and then divorce them to get free citizenship. Well, at least that's how I look at it. I don't like it.
Natara cleared something up with us just now. She was like, it was never illegal to take your wife's name. It's just the legislation wasn't there for it to be processed.
Okay.
So now that it's been cleared up by the Constitutional Court, when you get married, you can take either person's name. You can take the husband's name or you can take the wife's name. Men, how do you feel about possibly taking the wife's name? And women, how do you feel about husband possibly taking your name?
Morning, morning, guys. This is Boniso Ntozake here in Amlazi. I think there's a point that the government has missed during the consultation or something about this marriage bill or changing of the surname. In the case of having two wives, so which of these two wives am I going to take? Like me, for instance, I've got two wives. The first one is Mangema, the second one Mantuli. So which of the two wives am I eligible to use and why? So I think it's against our culture, and I don't think any of our chiefs or traditional leaders have agreed with this law or something. Thanks, guys. It needs to be revised, I'm telling you.
I hear what you're saying. We must just be careful about making the argument for culture. Culture is fluid. It does move. And culture that's stagnant can be divisive. So
divisive for
no,
who?
Divisive.
For you, for you maybe. No, yeah, no, for
history. Some of us like
history.
No, some of us like culture, no. And we would like to hold on to certain
culture. We love culture.
The
culture's fluid. Culture evolves.
It can change.
With people
and
time.
But we don't
time.
Want this to change.
I see. I see.
The question that man asked, bro, it's a good question. So yeah. On Facebook, yeah, Uzama Uti, yes, I can give my hubby my sermon, but I don't know about lobola thing. It should stay for men.
Mm.
You see, that's divisive.
Yeah.
Then, okay, sharp.
Yeah.
Let's say good morning to Baleen from Toti. Good morning, Baleen.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us, would you let your husband take your surname?
Yes. As long as both of us are in agreement, then I don't see it as a big deal. In fact, I believe everyone should have a choice to keep their surname or change it. However, just my personal preference due to tradition is that women should take their husband's surname, mainly because, you know, lots of girls, we dream about that day we become a missus. Mm. You know, after the wedding formalities, they made this big announcement, welcome Mr. and Mrs. That was like a very big highlight of my life.
Aww.
And it's just a surname, but it represents change, like a new chapter in a woman's life, I think. And I think it makes most guys like happy and proud to carry the surname to their future generation.
That's
my thoughts on it.
Thank you so much, Baleen.
Okay.
Let's say a good morning. Go to Richard Spay, to Nikita. How's it, Nikita? So tell us, would you let your husband take on your surname?
How's it going? I don't think it's necessarily right to take your wife's surname. It's always been that we'll take our husband's, but I do like the option. I just have always wondered why a woman had to give up her surname. Because sometimes I feel really strongly about our surname, and it's really hard to give it up, even though you want to commit to this other person and say, I'm willing to take on your surname.
Mm.
It's really hard sometimes to lose your own.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I don't, just because for as long as we can remember, women have had to lose their surname. So that's the end of the name in their family. And then it only gets carried by the man. Doesn't mean we can't change that. I don't know why there can't be changes.
Yeah. Personal preference.
Also, you know what it just jumped into my head? You know, a guy I studied with, you know him, he's a famous actor. Aubrey. Aubrey.
Yes.
Pooh.
Yes.
His name's Pooh.
Yeah.
They are Mr. and Mrs. Pooh. Okay. If I had an opportunity, I'm not kidding you. I don't care the heritage of my name. If I had an opportunity to change my name from Pooh to say Rust, I would take it.
Wow.
To Chetty, to Shabalala. I will take these names over my family being called Mr. and Mrs. Pooh, Little Pooh, Baby Pooh, Middle Baby Pooh.
It's part of the sacrifice, I guess, as a woman, if you're willing to do it for your man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. Mitch, yeah. Yeah, so now I want to marry my girlfriend, and I go and meet her father, who's 6'7", 140 kgs, and I say, Mr. Vandermeer, I like your daughter, I want to marry her, but but I'm going to take your surname as well. You know what Mr. Fundamava is going to do to me? He's going to go, I'm going to like to punch you in your face.
Okay, Mitch.
This is sounding personal, Mitch.
Wow. Okay,
something Mitch. Happened. Tell us about the other stuff that's happened.
Yeah, though, I hope Mitch's father-in-law didn't hear that.
What's
future father-in-law.
Going on there?
Good morning, East Coast Breakfast. Him taking my surname, no. Me taking his surname, also no, because I believe that this taking of someone else's surname is so overrated, because it's not like they treat you like you're part of the family. And also, I'm wondering if men would still feel the same about taking the female's surname if the lobola was removed as part of getting married. Would they still scream, no, 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 no? Because I feel like they're saying no because they're the one paying the lobola.
Interesting, that one.
Very interesting question.
We've got Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford Attorneys with us this morning. Good morning, Ashton.
Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
Amazing. Well, what's your surname? Are you going to change your surname? That's the question, Ashton.
Yeah. Ashton, can we get clarity on this? Was it a law that said women couldn't take the husband's names? Or was it just a... What? Can you explain exactly what the constitutional ruling is?
Okay, so prior to the ruling, wives could change their surnames with no questions asked. Mm. So you got married today, you Miss Upena. Tomorrow you could be Mrs. Upena. You could take your husband's surname, or you didn't have to.
Okay.
That was a choice that a woman could make. With a man, you could take your wife's surname. There was no law preventing that.
Yeah.
The difference was that you'd have to get the Director General's permission to change your surname.
Oh.
So there was an extra hurdle for you to change your surname. And you then have to apply on what's called good cause to have your surname changed. And once your surname was changed, it would then be published in the Government Gazette.
Sure.
What the Crown Court has now done is remove that obstacle.
Huh.
So I could walk in and change on my marriage certificate, walk in and change my surname to my wife's surname.
Okay, so that's the question I was going to ask you. Can now a husband walk into Home Affairs and now take on the wife's surname, or are there still procedures involved now?
Okay, so it's Home Affairs. There's always going to be changing. If you're going to change your surname or you're going to get a new ID book, take bad course.
Yeah.
You'll get there in line. The difference now is all you need is your marriage certificate.
Okay.
So you still fill in all the forms that you would before.
Yeah.
The only difference is you wouldn't need the permission, the one form that was sent up to Pretoria where the Director General gave you permission to change your surname.
Okay, so but Ashton, are there any potential complications here? For example, passports, bank statements, children's names, if you decide to change your surname?
Complications is the wrong word, because there would always be this issue.
Yeah.
So you are always going to, if you change your surname, everything changes down the course. It's a domino effect. If you changed your, if a wife changes her surname to her husband's, all her bank accounts, ID book, passports, down to your cell phone contracts.
Sure.
They'd all have to change, because you'd have to submit the documentation to the relevant people to say, okay, my surname has changed, please update your records.
Hmm.
So the same thing will happen here, is that if you change your surname, you'd have to notify everybody.
Fascinating. Sure. All right, Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford Attorneys, thank you for joining us, and thank you for clarifying this. Guys, I know someone at Home Affairs. So the queue is not an impediment to me. The paperwork is not an impediment to me.
Are you without
the if the queuing and is not an impediment? I think if I can take my wife's surname, Darren Kelly, why not?
I think judges who took a part of signing this law should be expelled. They are not fit for their positions. In fact, they are not there for making law. They are there to interpret the law. They cannot give us the number of people who applied for this law to be amended.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.